It's Friday, which means it's time for StoryCorps, the project where Americans tell us stories that have shaped their lives. Today we hear from 91-year-old Charlie Morris. He lost his brother, Jesse Lee, in 1939. According to police record, he fell in a river and drowned. But the Morris family always maintained that after an argument with white shop owners, Jesse Lee was lynched, shot, and tied to a stake in the river. No one has ever been charged in his death. Here, Charlie remembers the moment he learned what happened.
I was at school, and they called me to the office, and they told me that my brother had been murdered. And all I wanted to do was to get revenge. So I went to my grandmother's, and I had carried with me a .38 revolver. And I was crying, and she said, "Son, don't do this." She said, "I've got one grandson dead. I don't want the burden of another grandson being dead." To be honest with you, I carried a burden of hatred on my shoulder for 10 years. I was just sick. I was aching. I would go to the doctor. The doctor couldn't find anything. But one day the doctor said, "When you come next week, bring your wife with you." So the next Thursday, I carried my wife with me. And when we got in there, he started questioning her. I was having nightmares, but she never told me. I was crying in my sleep. I was calling for my brother. And then I began to realize what was happening. And the doctor told me, he said, "I'm the wrong doctor for you." And when I began to forgive, there was all the answers to my illness. I didn't have to go to the doctor anymore. I didn't have those pains. But it did put a dent in my life for a long time.
That's Charlie Morris at StoryCorps in Memphis, Tennessee. And we should tell you there is a bill moving through the Tennessee legislature that would require an investigation into Jesse Lee's death and others like it. The interview you just heard will be archived along with all the others at the Library of Congress. The StoryCorps podcast is at npr.org.